You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish teaches you how to become a vessel through which God releases miracles. Miracles don't come through human effort, but there are ways to posture your life to receive them. Today's key verse is Acts chapter 4, verse 30. While you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we exposed the lies that have caused many to stop believing in miracles. We talked about the danger of holding on to a form of godliness while denying the power of God. But today we turn the corner. Today I want to equip you to walk in expectation again. Not just believe miracles are possible, but to live in such a way that you're positioned to experience them. Because here's the truth. Miracles don't happen in passive environments. They don't fall into complacent hands. They break out where there's faith, obedience, and hunger. In Acts chapter 4, verse 30, the disciples prayed this bold prayer. While you extend your hand to heal and signs and wonders to take place through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And right after that, the place was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and miracles followed. So let's talk about how to create that same kind of atmosphere in our lives today. First, we need to acknowledge God's power is sovereign, but our posture matters. Now, let me be clear. You cannot force a miracle. You cannot manipulate God. You cannot earn supernatural favor. But you can align your heart, your habits, and your lifestyle in such a way that attracts heaven's attention. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for posture. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the earth, so that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." Now, did you hear that? God is looking for people that he can back up. He wants to release power, but he's searching for a vessel that won't steal the glory or shrink back in fear. So let me show you how to become that vessel. Step one, cultivate a deep hunger for God. Psalms chapter 107, verse 9 says, "For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and he has filled the hungry soul with what is good." Hunger precedes miracles. Blind Bartimaeus was loud. The woman with the issue of blood pushed through the crowd. The four friends tore the roof off the building, but none of them were passive. Why? Because hunger refuses to stay in the back row. Hunger makes a scene. Hunger positions you where heaven meets earth. If you want to walk in miracles, you have to break out of comfort zones. You have to refuse to be casual. Hunger doesn't beg. Hunger pulls on the power of God. So ask yourself, are you truly hungry or are you just curious? Step two is obey promptly and fully. John chapter 2, verse 5 says, "His mother said to the servants, 'Whatever he tells you, do it.'" That's what unlocked the first miracle. Water into wine, simple obedience. Many miss miracles not because they lack faith, but because they hesitate in obedience. God tells them, lay hands, but they wait. God tells them to give, but they question. God tells them to speak, but they shrink back. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. And disobedience blocks breakthrough. If you want to see God move, you've got to move when God speaks. In Acts chapter 9, Ananias didn't feel qualified to pray for Saul, but he went anyway, and Paul received his sight and his calling. God doesn't need your confidence. He needs your yes. Now, step three is walk in holiness. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Holiness doesn't mean that you are flawless. It means that you are set apart. It means that you say no to sin and yes to sanctification. You guard your eyes, your heart, and your motives. God will not release holy power through an unrepentant vessel. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, Paul says, "If anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be an instrument for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work." Prepared for every good work, including miracles. Don't ask God to use your hands if you're still gripping sin. Step four, step out when it feels risky. Miracles are born in moments of risk. When Peter walked on water, it wasn't because he had it all figured out. It was because he stepped out when Jesus said, "Come." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him." Faith requires risk. Risk of looking foolish. Risk of getting it wrong. Risk of stepping beyond your comfort zone. But here's the secret. God backs boldness. You want to see the miraculous? Start moving before you see the results. Because faith goes first. Step five, stay in the Word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." If you want miracle-level faith, you have got to be saturated in Scripture. The Bible is your foundation. That is what reminds you that miracles are normal in the kingdom. It's what fuels your declarations, sharpens your discernment, and anchors your hope when things don't shift immediately. You can't live in power if you're starving spiritually. The more word that you have in you, the more you'll recognize when God is stirring something miraculous. And then the more boldly you will speak. Step six, create an atmosphere of worship. Worship invites the presence of God. And where his presence is, his power flows. Psalm chapter 22, verse 3 says, "Yet you are holy, you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel." Miracles aren't released in cold atmospheres. They flow in surrendered spaces. Think about Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas are worshiping in prison, and suddenly the ground shakes and every chain falls off. That wasn't just a cool moment. That was a miracle born in worship. Your home should be a place of worship. Your car, your time with God. Make worship your default, not your backup plan. It shifts the atmosphere around you. Step seven, surround yourself with people who stir your faith. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 says, "One who walks with wise people will be wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm." You can't walk in miracles if you're always surrounded by people who mock them. You need faith-filled friends, people who will pray with you, believe with you, and push you to step out when you want to shrink back. Think about Elisha. He followed Elijah closely. And when the moment came, He didn't ask for fame or followers. He said, "Give me a double portion of your spirit." That kind of hunger rubbed off because he stayed close to someone who walked in power. The people around you will either pull you into passivity or provoke you into purpose. So choose wisely. And this is where it gets real. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Some of you have been waiting for a certain feeling, a certain confirmation, a certain level of spiritual maturity. But miracles aren't about perfection. They're about positioning. God often does his greatest works through people who simply make themselves available. Isaiah didn't say, "Here I am, trained and ready to go." He said, "Here I am, send me." Mary didn't say, "I fully understand what's happening." She said, "Be it unto me according to your word." God isn't looking for experts. He's looking for vessels. So stop disqualifying yourself and start making room. Let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. What if the miracle that you have been praying for is on the other side of a simple act of obedience? What if God is ready to move, but he's waiting for you to take a step? What if today is the day to stop waiting and to start walking in power? It's not about trying harder. It's not about trusting deeper. It's about aligning your life with heaven so that when God says move, you are already in the position. Now, as we finish up, I want you to take this with you. Miracles don't chase the casual. They follow the consecrated. God is still healing, still raising, and still restoring. He's still breaking through, and he wants to use you today. So get in the word. Get into worship. Get in alignment, get into prayer, get into relationship, and get ready. Because when your heart is yielded, your faith is alive, and your ears are listening. You will start to see the supernatural breakthrough into the natural. Now, tomorrow, we are going to close this series by learning how to walk in the gifts of miracles with humility, purity, and boldness. Because power is never about platform. It's about pointing people to Jesus. So until then, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.